gotten to the other as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll try them again. This is... Okay. Yes, sir, what are you here for?
I'm just a little bit early. I'm at 1:45.
Okay.
Look. I should be represented by Tim Davis, but just wanted to come down anyway.
Well, what's your name?
Ryan Mueller.
Oh, Mr. Mueller, he already did take yours then.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe I'm uninformed.
I'm pretty sure we did of that one, didn't we do, Mr. Mueller?
Yeah, he had three different. His name was on one. He had two others with different names, different addresses on them.
Yes.
The okay. Short
right.
Drive.
All right. What?
So that's why I came.
All right. Well,
sure.
Basically.
I got one notice. I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. Since you're here, let me tell you what we did. Basically, the way we do it on these nightly rentals is that if you have your first property that you have, we allow you to have a mixed use, assuming that you use it for family, friends, whatever you use it for. So we give a pretty good discount. It's 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you have any more than one in Taney County that you're putting in a nightly rental program, we classify those as 100% commercial. Okay. So what we did is we allowed you to pick the one, which of course is the most expensive one you had, as your mixed use. So we have made, when Mr. Davis was here, we classified your most expensive property as mixed use, along the lines of what I said. That's 25% commercial and 75% residential, and the other two were commercial.
Gotcha. I understand that. My curiosity then is, so for one of the other two properties that's co-owned with a relative of mine who uses that as a vacation home also, just like the first property was, that was originally our vacation home with my in-laws before we just recently moved to town.
Okay.
The second one that was just purchased is a split ownership with my aunt. Well, yes, I run the night rental when she's not here. So how does that work then?
Well, basically, I mean, what we've been doing with people, we can get way into the weeds if we start saying, well, I've got one owner here, one owner there. But whenever we have joint ownership and somebody's in three different properties, we just basically say, hey, we're going to give you a break on the first one. And we give you basically 39 weeks worth of residential use if you have three properties, say, whichever property you use it in, or if you use it in multiple properties, you use those weeks. We're giving you 39 weeks, basically. It is only on one of them, but we have to do it. I mean, there's no other way really to do that unless. But to answer your question, I know that some people have raised that issue, but what we have been doing is any kind of joint ownership, or joint group. A lot of times people, friends, family, whatever, they come together and they buy a bunch of different properties. But we say, basically joint or common ownership, we're making this rule. And on the first one, since we're giving so many weeks of residential use, whichever ones you use it on, I mean, that's kind of our logic.
Okay.
I mean, and if you, again, you're going to get a decision from the state tech, from us within a couple of days, and you can talk to Mr. Davis about it since you're representative, of course, but if you want to take it to the State Tax Commission on that issue, you certainly can. Okay?
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. All right.
I'm looking at this. I don't even know how this guy bought this piece of property.
Which one?
This one on Bee's Knees. Because everything around it belongs to the state.
It's landlocked?
No, it's not landlocked. No, that's not what I'm saying. Let me get back to the map. But if you look at the way the highway goes, like this parcel, these out here, which are outside the roundabout, not the roundabout, but whatever that section's called, these are all owned by the state. This is the only one that's owned by an individual.
Well,
does that make sense? So this one, which are outside of the state highway, these are all owned by the state.
I don't know. Okay, do you want to go ahead and call that guy again? See if we can.
Which one are you on?
Bee's knees.
To an automatic voice message system, 4175697988 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers again from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We'd like to see if we could take up your tax appeal early. If you call into the clerk's office and let us know when you'll be available. Otherwise, we'll try again here shortly. All right, we have Dennis and Deborah Short. Is it? No. We tried to call them earlier to get hold of them. Let's see if I can do it again. Hello, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you on the docket for an appeal this afternoon. We were hoping we could try to take it up a little early.
Sounds great.
Is this Dennis?
Yep.
Dennis, again, my name is David Akers. I'm on the Taney County BOE. We have the other member of the board that's here today, as well, Jerry Moore, and then we also have the assessor. Is this a nightly rental property?
Right.
Okay. Do you just have the one property here in Taney County?
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis, do you know or are you familiar with what we've been doing with these?
Well, I understand direct fees really come down from the state of Missouri.
No, not really. But let me tell you what we've been doing with these on the nightly rental programs. First of all, are you appealing anything besides
Hey, wait. The read what's up there.
Classic. It just says other 60.
It's just other. He's only the increase, not
okay.
Class.
Well, let me and let me make sure that I've got on your sheet here, it says 67% increase over last year. Are you talking about in total tax owed? Did you get a letter saying that it was going to be 100% commercial?
I don't recall a letter saying.
Did a card go out? Just a second, I'm asking the assessor here. Did a card go out changing his classification?
Yeah.
Okay, so really it's the total value of the tax that he's looking at. Okay, and it was residential last year, but
it was 2575.
It was raised last year.
20. Okay, that's where we were. You know, that's what we would probably do again because it's the same thing. But so you're actually looking at value here. It's not, and you want classification back to what you were, I'm assuming. So you want, you said that there's a big jump in the price. You say you paid $74,000, but that was back almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the? This is out at Point Royale.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. So that you know, our board consists of a banker, a lawyer, and a real estate broker. And the banker is not here today, but we have a quorum here with the two of us. And so I'm going to ask some questions here. Jerry, do you see the values out there as being consistent with this? In other words, the ones around it?
He is below market value.
Okay, so this one is actually below market value right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask the assessor what happened on this one. Is it?
All it was is going back to 100%. That's the only difference.
Okay, so there was no change in value from...
I can look and see.
Yeah. There was a change in value. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm asking the question.
Okay.
On these nightly rentals, the assessor currently is sending out every tax year, which is every odd year, assessment year, because the reasoning right now is that... don't know if it's still a nightly rental or if it's what it's being used for or if you bought more properties or whatever. But anyway, right now that's the way it is, that you have to apply each year to get that mixed-use classification. But as far as the value, let us look at that real quick.
So can you see that up on the screen?
Okay.
If not, you can look here.
Appraised value... No, I can't see that.
So we've gone from Y. Wish that's half what they're selling for. But I'm not sure why we would have, why they did this.
Appraised residential, okay.
50, oh.
They're very small.
66, 80. Okay, so yeah, so she went to 100% commercial, so she had 66 and 22, so she added at 88, she went to 101. And put
okay,
all
have you owned this property for a while? You bought this property quite a while ago, right?
When you 84.
When you came, did you file it looks like there was a BOE appeal a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the basis of that? Was this one of the ones that on the bottom floor or something?
I know. I think this is a similar situation where they deemed it all commercial.
Okay, but you didn't. It looks like we changed.
Right.
The classification, yes, but was that the only reason?
I believe so.
Okay, because your assessed value, I'll be real candid with you. It is
appraised.
It is, even with the increase, is really, really low compared to...
I wouldn't argue with that.
Okay. Well, I think what the assessor is trying to do is to catch up these values. There's not a mandate from the state tax commission, although they do yell at all assessors that they think are under assessing. But you have gotten the benefit of that one, and I would have a hard time, I think, the board members up here, reducing that value, because I think your value is actually still way under. But we certainly are going to change your classification back if this is the only property you got.
That's the only one.
Okay. Do you have anything else? Because I want to hear whatever you got to say.
I'm just bitching about the tremendous increase in tax.
Okay. Well, hopefully this classification change will help. And then also, when they decide on the levy, a lot of times that levy will be rolled back some, but I don't know whether it will be this year or not. Okay. Anything else?
I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Hold on, Dennis. Let me make a motion. As to BOE 334, I would make a motion to deny any change in valuation, but to change classification back to 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Dennis, you'll get a decision within a couple of days. If you don't like it, you can go to the State Tax Commission, but I do think your value is still, you're getting a pretty good break there. So, anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dave, take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.